There are some particularly vile Democrats out there right now claiming that this assassination attempt on Donald Trump was somehow faked. I want to respond to that in this podcast. Number one, yes, Democrats are incredibly vile. They're mentally ill. They're in denial. They've been living in a delusional fairy tale land for years, you know, thinking that men can have babies, for example, or that Joe Biden is in full command of his brain. They think that Joe Biden's popular. They think that they won the election in 2020 and so on. Talk about delusional. So, of course, they tend to project some of their own tactics onto their political opponents. So when Democrats say, well, this was faked, you know, to shore up support for Trump, they say that because that's what they would have done. That's what Democrats do. Democrats fake all kinds of things. They carry out false flags. They have theatrics all day long. I mean, the entire Joe Biden presidency is faked. It's all theatrics. They even broadcast from a fake Oval Office for a couple of years when he so-called won the election. And they were just broadcasting from a soundstage that they called the Oval Office. Completely faked. You know, he doesn't even write his own speeches, and everything's a performance. Everything's rigged. Everything's edited. Everything's controlled. The questions are given in advance to members of the press to ask Joe Biden prearranged questions so that he's already rehearsed the answers and so on. I mean, the whole thing, totally rigged. So that's all the Democrats know, is how to fake everything. If the Democrats had to compete in an honest election, they would never win. They have to fake it. They have to cheat. They have to rig it. That's the only way they stay in power. But it's obvious that this shooting was not faked, although it was engineered by the deep state. That's a different question. But the shooting was quite real. And how do we know that? Well, there are several ways. But number one, one man was killed. Two more were seriously injured. Trump himself was hit and wounded. And if, as the left is saying, if all these bullets were fake, then why were the other people killed and wounded? But even more convincingly is the audio forensic analysis that I conducted. Now, when I first heard the audio of the shooting, I immediately knew this was a rifle from a distance. I knew that immediately because I could hear it. A lot of people can't hear that. It was even shocking to me that Dan Bongino, who's a Secret Service, or former Secret Service, in his first reaction to this video, he was talking like it was a pistol, multiple shots from a pistol. Like, no, can't you hear the rifle rounds? You know, rifle shots from a distance have a very unique signature. You hear the snap followed by the report, snap, report, snap, report. That's because the bullet arrives sooner than the report, because the bullet is hypersonic. And the snap that you're hearing is either the bullet hitting the pavement or just the sonic boom, the mini sonic boom of the bullet. It's a sonic shockwave that's, and it sounds like a snap. So when you hear any kind of shooting and you hear snap, boom, snap, boom, snap, boom, that's a rifle at a distance, at least 100 yards or farther. And using audio analysis, as I've kind of become known for now, by measuring the time distance, the separation between the snap and the boom, you can actually calculate the distance of the shooter, as long as you know the muzzle velocity and the speed of sound. And I took some good guesses at that, and I came up with a rough estimate that the shooter was at 450 feet away, not yards, but feet. So 150 yards, let's say. And it turns out he was actually at like 140 or 137 yards, something like that. So the audio forensics proves that the bullets were real, that they came from a distance that is consistent with where the shooter was ultimately killed himself. So where he was located. And you can't fake that audio because you can't fake the laws of physics, you see. So that's also proof that the shooting actually happens, that bullets were flying through the air, consistent with what we know about muzzle velocity of an AR-15 round, typically a 5.56 round, 55 grain mass, you know, or 62 grain, and the speed of sound, taking our best guess at 1125 feet per second and so on. So any competent forensics person, if there are any anymore, who understands ballistics and physics and the speed of sound can do that math and just replicate the math that I already did and put out there on social media, and they can say, yep, this shooting was real. But of course, Democrats can't do math. Democrats don't know anything. They're just truly the dumbest people on the planet. They don't know anything about ballistics. They don't know anything about guns. They think guns work the way they see it in Hollywood movies. And that's why they don't understand even what they're hearing when they're supposed to be hearing gunshots. They think it's going to be like a movie set. And so they don't even understand the basics of ballistics. And that's why they can easily convince themselves that this was faked, because it doesn't resemble a Hollywood movie, but it's the Hollywood movie that's fake. Real war, real shootings don't sound like a Hollywood movie. They sound like what you actually saw with the attempted assassination of Trump. That's real. That's what taking rifle fire actually sounds like and looks like. And then I've seen some people saying, well, Trump reacted too quickly. There's no way he could have reacted that fast. Well, that's because Democrats are used to Joe Biden's reaction times, which are really, really slow because he's cognitively impaired. What you saw with Trump's reaction was a quick reaction from a man who is still in full control of his cognitive faculties. Trump is all there. Trump is cognizant. Trump is aware. Trump, his neurology works great. And the moment he got shot, he hit the floor, which is exactly what you're supposed to do if you're in the middle of gunfire. He hit the floor. I don't think Joe Biden would have hit the floor. I think Biden would have just stood there, you know. Trump had the sense to duck. Might have saved his life. There might have been follow-up rounds that went through the space where he had just previously been standing, actually. There's a very high likelihood that that's the case. So Trump's fast reaction time is unbelievable to Democrats who have been brainwashed into thinking that presidents are supposed to be half zombies, you know? So go figure. Now, another complaint I hear from Democrats is that, you know, the photo was too perfect. The photo of Trump there with his fist raised and the American flag flying above him. And they say it looks just like the Iwo Jima, the raising of the flag from World War II, which became a famous photo and a famous statue. And so they're saying it's too perfect, because they can't believe, for some reason, that there's photographers always there. And that, of course, there'd be an American flag flying above a Trump event, because Trump is a patriot and loves America. There's American flags flying at all the Trump events, by the way. And of course, there are photographers there. And photographers are taking pictures all day long, every day, all day long, for the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get the one picture that you now see, which is that historic photo that I just described. Do you realize that for every one photo like that, there's 100,000 photos that photographers have taken that you've never seen because they're boring as hell, and nobody cares about those, and nobody wants to see those. So the fact that this one photo out of, you know, maybe, let's say, millions of photos that have been taken of Trump, that this photo is the most iconic, the most historic photo because of this attempted assassination. The fact that this one photo out of a million photos is so visually strong doesn't mean it's fake. It means it's one in a million photos. It means that a photographer who's probably spent thousands of hours at events where nothing happened had the sense to take these photos when history was unfolding in real time right in front of him. And that's his job. Of course the photographer is going to snap photos as something's going down. Why wouldn't he? To think that this couldn't be real is to think that photographers don't want to take pictures of interesting things. And that is a once-in-a-lifetime photo. That photo will define the entire career of that photographer. It will be the most important photo that he or she ever took. And he or she will probably earn tremendous royalties off of that photo for decades to come. So the bottom line is that people who are telling themselves that this was a faked event, they're delusional. But of course, they've always been delusional. They're Democrats. They think that men can have babies. They think that mutilating children is progressive. I mean, they're evil, vile people. They hardly even qualify as having human thoughts anymore. They don't have empathy or compassion. They just want violence against Trump supporters and Trump himself. they are publicly wishing that the shooter would not have missed. They're rolling out slogans like make shooters accurate again or something like that, because they really want Trump to be shot. And some of these people work for the FBI. Some of them work for members of Congress. I mean, there's some real vile behavior out there among Democrats who wanted to see Trump's brains blown all over the screen. You know, they would have celebrated that. I mean, they're so demonic. So of course they have to tell themselves that this shooting wasn't real, because they're in total denial about the surge in popularity that Trump is enjoying in the aftermath of this miraculous survival event. I mean, Trump took a bullet for America, literally. Trump should be awarded some kind of special Purple Heart, like combat. I mean, he's been in combat. He's taken bullets for this country, which is not something that a lot of people can say, by the way. But Democrats are in denial that Trump is going to win this thing. And Democrats are only scared of Trump because the Democrats know how many crimes they have committed and what they're about to face in terms of many of them going to jail. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, and naturalnews.com. Take care. Here's what we've got back in stock right now at healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. We've got the toothpaste, the Groovy Bee brand toothpaste there that everybody loves, and we don't know if we're ever going to get any more, because this is the toothpaste that the FDA Office of Importation tried to destroy, or tried to get us to destroy it, for no reason. And then, of course, we had our lawyers talk to them, and then they released it and said, oh, oops, we made a mistake. So now we have Groovy Bee toothpaste here that is back in stock at the store. Trail mix that people absolutely love. Remember, everything is laboratory tested. Almost all the ingredients we have are certified organic. And we do extensive lab testing, testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, and for many of our products, also testing for aflatoxins. For everything, we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, and so on. Check out our macaroni and cheese instant meals there. You just boil water. You put in the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa, amaranth, and organic rice, all organic ingredients. It's got a really great texture. And then the cheese powder sauce is with real organic powdered cream, real organic cheddar cheese powder, real organic butter powder, onion powder, and so on. It's the best macaroni and cheese you've ever had. Certainly the healthiest and cleanest. In addition, we've got quercetin supplements and our Seven Treasures mushroom blend, which is, of course, a combination of different functional mushrooms, including lion's mane mushroom, which is one of my favorite mushrooms, because that's what I use, you know, after I severely lacerated my finger. But lion's mane, check out the website, by the way. Here's what lion's mane actually looks like growing in the wild. Pretty cool, right? We've got a lot of items here available now in stock, ready to ship out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that all of your purchases help support this free speech platform to support our interviews, our investigations, and our broadcasts that bring you news and analysis every single day that you just won't find on places like YouTube, which are heavily censored. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.